For empowerment funds and fair distribution of CDF. Kayosha residents demand urgent upgrade of overwhelmed clinic. In African news, arrests in Nigeria after abduction of local monarch held for ransom. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Women in Lusaka's Baoleni Township have called for increased access to empowerment funds to help them start and grow businesses, saying this would enable them to become self-reliant and better support their families. Speaking during a community engagement meeting, the women said economic dependency on spouses has in some cases contributed to gender-based violence, as financially vulnerable women are often exposed to abuse. They said empowering women economically would reduce such cases, as they would be able to contribute to household income and reduce their dependence on their partners. The women also expressed concern that they have not benefited from the Constituency Development Fund and have appealed for fair and transparent distribution of the funds to ensure all deserving community members benefit.
Muzimai ndia magutika na vana panyumba ngati patipe chakudia muzo wazimuna watu bama choka vaenda ero futi 3/4 ni single mothers, others ni widows. So bama butikirira kuti vasatire kugwira, so pali ichi program ya mena isapeda.
Residents of Kayosha area in 15 miles have called on government to urgently address their challenges affecting their livelihoods, particularly the need for an improved health facility. The residents say the Kayosha clinic is overwhelmed and understaffed, failing to meet the needs of the growing population. The residents stated that this has forced many to travel long distances to Mungule Hospital to access medical services. A Kombon Radio News crew that visited the area found women expressing concern, with some alleging that expectant mothers are forced to give birth while waiting for medical attention due to delays at the clinic.
Ikuja ku maternity kulitia room ingati imozi. Then ikuja kwa mene wa sungira wa ngati time karibe kufika kuja na kwe the room ingati ni imozi. plazina pa reception pa mene ponkala maoses vatu so meaning kuja kureba kuja ni ngono sikwa nisika kuti bantu wakapaka maningi bama vutika bantu wakapaka bama vutika
ukayosha kulikiriri kibati kulibi leba ni wanu lumu umbi umbi abara hapa umbi asusu njira cho imirira ni government ni msuri mwamu mkoloni yona nomba na mtina luvu kati unapoka untunga mnu mchalo so ine kuno mwandi ni kulibe na zilivonzu sepa mene viriko kuno.
Meanwhile, a resident, a Prophetess Precious Lungu, says the clinic is too small and does not match the community's needs. She notes that recent developments at the facility have not addressed the main challenges. In the same area, residents have also raised concern over a shortage of desks at Kayosha Secondary School, forcing some pupils to sit on the floor during lessons.
Nika place kama ni kama inenika itana tika garage because palibe mattress palibe kama mattress kwa sila kudala palibe ma blankets wananga panga kumaka ndia kwa usungi sa vintu vadote vimepeze kama jamukati and then recently we just saw them wapakamba tuwa kani wakansera mamanga tuwele matuwele chama staff sikuna stifu na matuwele tifuna tupangile hospital and then police is a tiri begono kuli police post nukare valika uyokare valika mamu mbela ni muntu chabe anapaza ka place wa police kakutu wangapangiripo ka polisi pa polisi nawe vifafutika because when you go pa polisi pa menika ambapo pangena mangatafuna yuzinga matoe tu wa polisi wangena matoe tu ya pamba ma shop wana wa school wanyamula vitenge waka fika mskulu in case wa chedwa pa skulu paja baenda kunkala pansi jia chitenge nicho anzika hapo kutimuana angale kai because kuli free education we need at least something to change because kuna siku tari kwa meti li pa 15 miles ya panimu rusaka weti ngangale maybe tilichuombo but tilipa rusaka tifuna kata unako na ifatoka meti nkala kuli development.
Efforts to get a comment from school management are proved unsuccessful. The concerns come in the wake of issues raised by a resident of 15 miles during the My Voice, My Right program on Kombon Radio, highlighting challenges at Kayosha Clinic and the lack of desks at Kayosha Secondary School. Residents of Lilanda area in Mokoshi District are calling on government to urgently complete the roofing of a maternity wing constructed through community efforts. Speaking on behalf of the community, Webby Musakanya says expectant mothers are currently being forced to travel long distances to the Luawa Shimba ZNS facility to access delivery services, a situation he says is putting lives at risk. Mr. Musakanya has appealed to the relevant authorities to quickly intervene and ensure the timely completion of the facility, saying it will greatly improve access to safe maternal health services within the area. He says the community has already done its part by constructing the structure and now needs government support to finish the project. The Food Reserve Agency has urged farmers across Zambia to be cautious with selling their maize following harvest amid reports that some are selling at very low prices. FRA Public Relations Coordinator John Chibandwe says while farmers need income, selling all their produce immediately may result in financial losses and threaten both household and national food security. He has advised farmers to return a part of the harvest for home consumption and as a buffer against our challenges such as drought, price fluctuations, and supply disruptions. Mr. Chipandwe adds that selling crops gradually can help farmers secure better prices as supply reduces on the market. He has also reaffirmed FRA's commitment to providing a reliable market and encouraged farmers to seek guidance from agriculture officers on storage and pricing.
Therefore, farmers are strongly encouraged to return reasonable quantities of their produce.